We're going to continue this morning with the series that I've been in for several weeks on living the Christian life or walking the walk, how we should walk as Christians, how we should live as Christians. And today we're going to look at a scripture in Ephesians, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. So if you want to look that up in your Bible, you can do that. Now I'll read it for us. The Apostle Paul writes, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." So far, we've seen a number of ways that we are supposed to walk or live as Christians. I suppose I should give you a pop quiz and see how many of those ways that you remember. But I won't do that because I have trouble myself remembering sermons. I remember somebody asked me the same day, "What did you preach on today?" And I'll say, "You know, I just can't remember." But we've been talking about a lot of different ways that we are supposed to walk as Christians, by faith, in the Spirit, and so on. And this is another one of those. And we want to look at today that we're supposed to live and walk carefully, according to the Apostle. And that's good advice, especially as we begin a whole new year, to remind ourselves that during this coming year, we need to be careful how we live, be careful how we walk, where we walk, and what we do. This conjures up in my mind a picture of a person trying to walk through a minefield. You know what a minefield is, and you know how very difficult and dangerous it can be. Every step must be taken very cautiously, carefully, because one false step and we could be harmed, killed, as a matter of fact, or we could be seriously injured. Now, that may not be a totally accurate analogy of what we are going to face as we go through this new year or as we live life, but I believe it helps us to see that there are definitely challenges that we're going to have to face. There were some this past year, and there's going to be some in the coming year. So according to our scripture, what does it mean to live carefully in our time? In the first place, the Apostle Paul tells us that living carefully involves being wise and not foolish. Being wise and not foolish. As you all know, there's a book in the Old Testament called Proverbs. And that book is filled with wisdom, with wise sayings. And if we read those Proverbs, and if we put them into practice, they will help us to live wisely. I'm thinking maybe when I finish this current series in Hebrews in the Sunday school lesson, that I might go into Proverbs to help us all to see what it means to live wisely. In addition, we have the New Testament and the teachings and the example of Jesus and of the apostles and the other church leaders of the first century. All of that will help us to make wise choices and decisions. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Because as we learn how to make a wise decision and not a foolish choice, it will help us to live. It will help us to walk through life and through this new year. To be wise means that we recognize there are dangers and there are difficulties that we will most likely run into as we live each day. Paul calls it realizing that the days are evil. We see that every single day of our lives there's a potential for evil to touch us in some way or another, for something to come along that would affect us. It would be foolish for us to think that we're immune to that, or that we're not going to have to face some of those things, or that somehow we're strong enough that we're going to be able to overcome everything that comes our way and it's not going to touch us. It would also be foolish for us to stubbornly bow our necks and refuse the help that's available to us, trying instead to go it alone in life and to make it on our own. I know there have been times in my life when I have benefited greatly from wise counsel from others, from fellow Christians, from other preachers, from other teachers. But sad to say, there have also been times in my life when I refused such counsel and I found that I got myself into troublesome situations. All of that could have been avoided. And that's what this is all about. It's helping us to avoid the things that might come to us because of the decisions and the choices that we make that are not wise. We've heard it said that experience is the best teacher. And that's true to a certain extent, especially if we learn from our mistakes. A wise person is not someone who never makes mistakes, but a wise person is someone who benefits from the mistakes that they make. And they don't keep repeating those same mistakes. And that's what we want to learn how to do together, isn't it? That we learn how to discern that which is good and that which is evil, and choose that which is good as often as we possibly can. It's a hard way to learn by experience if it leads us into something that is difficult for us, or it would be so much better to simply follow godly advice and counsel in our approach to living life. But that's only half the story, for the Apostle Paul also tells us, according to him, that we are also, that to live wisely also means that we are going to make the very most of every opportunity that comes along to us. There's going to be difficulties, of course. There's going to be dangers, of course. But there's also going to be some opportunities that will present themselves to us in the coming year. We're in the first week of that new year. And of course, in spite of the difficulties, in spite of the dangers, we're going to see that there are also opportunities. And we want to be able to see those opportunities. And we want to be able to seize them, to grasp them, every time one comes along to us. And not simply let opportunity stand at the door and knock, and us refuse to open the door and find out what it is that perhaps we might be able to see or do. I've always found that it's amazing to me how two people can look at the same situation. And one sees nothing but difficulties and trouble. And the other sees unending opportunities. What makes a difference? Well, I believe one of the factors that could enter into that is faith. Because, as I said when I was talking about walking by faith, it enables us to see life. It enables us to see things from a different perspective. What it actually does is it helps us, in a sense, to see things from a heavenly perspective, from God's perspective, and not just a human way of looking at things. One of the best examples of the difference faith makes is the story in the Old Testament about the children of Israel entering the Promised Land. You remember the story, I'm sure. Before entering that land, you know, they sent out 12 spies. And they were supposed to go out and spy out the land. Look it all over. See what was there. What's good about it. What's hard about it. What are the possibilities of being able to go in and possess that land? And you also remember that the spies came back, and out of the spies, 10 of them came back and said, well, they were all glowing in their reports of how wonderful it was, how great it looked to them. It really truly was a land flowing with milk and honey. But they also said, but it's so well fortified. And the people are so big there. look like giants to us. They make us look like grasshoppers. That was something in their minds. And that's the way they looked at it. And that's what they saw when they looked at it. But there were two of the spies that said, that may all be true, but we believe that we are well able to go in and possess the land because we believe that God is going to go with us and God is going to help us. And do you know that a whole generation of Israelites perished in the wilderness and were not permitted to go into the promised land because of their what? Unbelief. Because they didn't believe. They didn't believe God was bigger than their problems. They didn't believe that God was able to help them through their difficulties. They didn't believe that God was greater than any other circumstance that might be presented to them. So they perished in the wilderness. And two of them, only two of them, were allowed to go in, and that was Joshua and Caleb. And I also marvel at Caleb because he was well up into his years, 80 years old or so. And they were asking, what part of the promised land would you like to go? Where would you like to live, Caleb? And he said, oh, give me the mountains. I want to go into the mountains. That's where those giants lived. Because he believed that he was well able to go in. And in spite of the fact that he was older, that he was able with God's help to overcome. Yes, there will be problems and difficulties and possible hardships in the coming year. There were some of those things last year, weren't there? Is there anybody here who didn't have one little bit of problem, one single problem in the past year? I'm sure we all encountered some difficulties. And you know what? We made it through. We're here today. And we made it through. And God helped us make it through. By faith, we were able to go through. And by faith, we are here today. And just as God brought us through in spite of all of the difficulties, He will also bring us through this coming year. There will also be opportunities available to us in this new year if we have the eyes of faith to see them. And if we have a heart of faith to grasp them and to enter into those things. Just like the Israelites who did not make it into the promised land because of unbelief, there will be many Christians who are unable to see all that God desires to do for them and in them in the coming year because they are afraid. Or sometimes we're just too lazy to get out of our comfort zone and grasp the things that God is trying to do. To see the things that God wants to do in our lives. I believe that God is working in each of our lives. And He wants to help us. Our Heavenly Father doesn't want us to be reckless. He wants us to have faith. He wants us to approach life with faith. But He doesn't want us to be fearful either. He does not give us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. Let's face the new year with faith and determination that as much as depends on us, you can't speak for other people, but you can speak for yourself. And as much as depends on us, that we are going to find out. We're going to seize those opportunities they come along and make this the best year ever. Or as someone has written, do your best and leave the rest to God. And that's all we can really do, isn't it? And if we do that, I believe we'll see good things come to us. But there's one more thing that living carefully means. According to Paul, we must understand or find out what the will of God is for us. And not only must we find out what it is, but we must do it in our lives. If we do that, I believe we will minimize our tendency to make mistakes and maximize our ability to take advantage of every good opportunity that comes to us. While it may not be as easy as it sounds, neither is it impossible. We can discover God's will as we seek Him, or as the psalmist wrote, seek His face. Seek to know Him. Seek to be closer to Him. It's more than just having all of our questions answered, because He wants us to grow closer in that relationship with Him and in that fellowship we have with Him. And out of that, He will reveal His will to us. Now, I don't know how you feel about it, but I believe that God wants us to know His will. Why else would Jesus pray in the prayer that He taught us, "Your will be done"? How can we do His will if we don't know what it is? And He wants us to know what it is. He wants to reveal His will to us. And He wants to reveal specifically His will for your life to you and to me. So He wants us to realize what that is. It may be that He reveals it through the Scriptures, or it may be as someone teaches or preaches, it becomes clear to us. Or it may be through the fellowship of other Christians that we are able to discern the will of God for our lives. Or it could even be a little child that reveals it to us, or a still, small voice speaking deep within our hearts, saying, "This is the way. Walk in it." However God decides to communicate His will to us, we want to be sure that we really want to know what that will is, because we believe that God loves us and that He only desires what is best for us. Do you believe that? Do you believe this morning that God loves you with an everlasting love? And do you believe also that He only wants what is best for you? Well, I believe it's true. I believe it's true for all of us. A whole new year stretches out before us, my friends. If we live carefully, we will not only avoid many difficulties, save ourselves a lot of trouble, but we will also inherit many blessings. And I pray that for each and every one of you, that in the coming year, you will walk in the blessing of God each and every day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for leading us through the past year. Yes, we have some scars from things that happened to us, but God, You have healed us. And even though we have faced difficulties and problems and hardships, trials, You have been with us and You've led us through. And now we pray, God, that our hearts will be open to hear Your voice. Our hearts will be open to letting You lead us. And we will walk with You hand in hand every day of the coming year. And we thank You, God, for every opportunity that You're going to present to us. And by faith, may we seize that and live it in our lives. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's be standing.